Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. And from verse 12 onward, we have started discussing the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita as taught by Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The very first thing we have learned from him is, I am not a mortal being. I in me, the one I which keep referring from my time of my birth till now, I am this, I am that. That I is immortal. The first thing we have learned. Second thing I learned is there was never a time where I didn't exist, you didn't exist, or anyone around me did not exist. Then he said, what is this mortality which I am experiencing by observing other people? That people come in this life as babies and then they die at some point of time. And the Bhagavan said, that's just the death for the body. And then we explained that just as you go from your childhood to your old age, you also go from this body to another body. And then we have said, then what is my life is all about? Is it my life is all about the experiences that my senses experience at my body level, at my mind level, at my intellect level. When these senses come in contact with the world of objects outside, and depending on the nature of my senses and nature of the objects, either that experience gives me happiness or unhappiness, pleasure or pain. So that's life. He said, those experiences are finite. They have beginning and an end. And therefore, you should consider them to be unreal. In other words, not everlasting. Agama paino anityaha. They have a beginning and they have an end, and therefore they're impermanent. Therefore, just bear them when you're experiencing it. Simply because you do not have control over what you're going to encounter in life. So those experiences are at the body level, at the mind level, or at the intellect level. And Bhagavan says, one who understands it, he is a wise person, that he will have the correct understanding. That self in me, which I consider I, cannot be destroyed. Neither I can kill anyone, nor the I can be killed. I in you, I in me, I in she, I in her, cannot be killed and cannot kill. We are still at the level of an individuality and see how that individuality works in me and you and him and her. The next three verses now defines that individuality as the self. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Na ayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. The nature of that self in me has no birth. Na jayate, it does not take birth. Because if it takes birth, obviously it will have to have an end. So that which is taking birth will have to die. In our case, what we clearly see in our life is this body is taking birth. Baby was born, baby was conceived in the mother's womb, grows in the mother's womb, comes out as a baby. Then, as we have seen, sixfold modifications. It takes birth, it exists as an individual, it grows, it decays, it has disease, and it dies. All that is pertaining to body only. My body is growing old. I never have the feeling that I'm getting old. And as an old man, I can vouch for it. In fact, sometimes I really get slightly deluded when there are other old people. I think I'm much younger than them, so I should be doing this and not let them do it. Then I realize that they're actually younger than me. I just never realize how old I am. Because I really have no feeling of age. I have to constantly remind myself that I am this. And I give this example that when the kids, I used to give a ride to them when I was taking my youth class. Uncle, are you going to Chinmaya Mission? I said, can I get a ride from you? Sure. After all, those kids started asking me, Uncle, can we give you a ride? Then I realized that they are getting older. Therefore, I must be getting older too. Just like a train standing on a platform, this is a very common experience. You're sitting on a train, waiting for a train to start, then suddenly the platform starts moving, not the train. They say, what's happening? Then you realize, oh, train is moving. When I see the world outside is changing, I remain constant. But then I realize, with the world, I am growing, I'm changing. So that is pertaining to the body, and therefore Bhagavan said, the death is only for the body. The self in you is ajaha. First thing, it never took birth. It was always there. It just took upon itself a conditioning because of the nature of your mind and intellect, the aham, that which is identified with that entity. So, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. This is a definition of self. The self in I, which I considered I, does not take birth. There is no birth for that. It was always there. Namriyate va kadachit will never die. There is no death for that self. We use classical analogies of waves in ocean or the gold and gold ornament. The death is for the wave, not for the ocean. From the wave's perspective, there was a life when it started rising and there was a decay when it was receding. From the ocean's perspective, there was no birth, there was no death. That water was always part of the ocean. Na ayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Once it comes into existence, in other words, whenever in the eternity, when the self came into existence and it remained as existence, it will never cease to exist. Once it's a being, it never become non-being ever again. Ajaha nityaha Svasvataha ayam puranaha. This is to define the self in contrast to all my experiences as I. All my experiences as I is pertaining to the body. Therefore, all the modifications of the body which are considered to be mine. I am young, I am old. Even the other day when we went to Chinmaya Mission, there are now new Swamis who had never seen me. So I went and introduced to one of the new Swami. Swamiji, I'm Nilkanth Bhatt. And Swami Sharanananda, who knew me for a long time, said, Nilkanthji, is your name Nilkanth Bhatt or you are Nilkanth Bhatt? I said, Swamiji, after all these years, it is still I am Nilkanth Bhatt. Obviously, he was making a joke. But truly, I am not Nilkanth, but my name is Nilkanth Bhatt. But I introduced myself as Swamiji, I'm Nilkanth Bhatt. The identification is so solid, you are in a constant samadhi of your body. There is never a time where I don't think this is me. So all this conditioning which I have is not going to be undone just because Bhagavan said you are not that. Neither it's going to be done because we have learned Bhagavad Gita for the first time. It has to be unconditioned by repetition over and over and over again to myself that this is not me. And we're undoing it by defining the self, which will negate everything which I consider to be me today. Ajaha, the unborn. Well, that cannot be me. I have a birthday, March 30, 1948, and even my mother in the last days found the time also. Send me by, I was looking for something and I found this. You were born at 6 o'clock in the evening. Because I lost my horoscope long time ago. He said, well, I can do my new horoscope because I don't know the time. So my mother finally, about a few years ago, looking at something, found the birth card. So sent it to me and said, "Boy, I found you were born at 6 o'clock. Even there's a time there." So obviously we are not talking about that Nilkanth Bhatt here. So na jayate ajaha. There is no birth for that yourself that you considered I. Nityaha. I consider myself to be impermanent. I'm here, I will not be here a few years from now. All my planning, I look at the 66 plus 20. That's plenty, you know. That may be a miracle if I'll be still around. But it says, no, you're nityaha. You're ever existing. Shashvataha, changeless. Remain same all the time. Puranaha, ancient. Now you should feel old. It says Puranaha. From the beginning of the time you exist, and you will exist till the end of time. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. It does not get killed at the death of this body, when this body is killed. There is no exception to it. All of us, no matter how strong or how regularly exercising or living a very healthy life, some disease will take care of you. So Bhagavan says, that's not you. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Veda avinashinam. Know that, or those who know that, Veda avinashinam. Know that that self in me that I consider I is indestructible. Avinashinam, it cannot be destroyed. Once again, nityam, ever existing. Ya enam ajam avyayam. One who knows that it is ajaha, there is no birth for it, and it cannot be mutated. Avyayam, it does not change. Such a person, katham sa purusaha partha kam ghatayati hantikam. Such a person, how can he kill someone or causes someone to be killed? Obviously, he is addressing directly to Arjuna, but it also addresses us in a way that even though the language is of killing and killed, our life we go through of I hurt somebody, or maybe it is I am the cause of this guilt feeling of I may be the cause of all this pain and sufferings in my family. Oh, I probably didn't raise my child in the right way. You do not really have any power to inflict any harm on anybody. On the other way to look at it, once a person becomes realized about himself, he becomes incapable of hurting anybody. Right now I can hurt people because I'm identifying with my ego. My ego hurts and say, I'm going to take revenge. All these Indian serials are made up of, unko main barbaad kar dunga. They start with that, you know. I will completely destroy your family. So constantly we are talking about destroying others, knowing fully well that we are as vulnerable as others. That's because of our identification with the ego. And this ego still knowing fully well that this body is destructible, thinks I'm indestructible. That comes from our psyche that I am ajaha, nityaha. Therefore we consider everybody else is dying but not me. In Mahabharata, one of the questions Yaksha asked Yudhishthira, said, what is so amazing in this world? And I say, it is amazing that everyone knows there is death, but they live like there is no death. There is no death for them. That really comes from our deep psyche, which associate with our self. And there is no experience of non-existence there. And therefore we consider ourselves to be invincible, indestructible, everything else, other people will die. I have seen people dying, but I am okay. But once I identify with that self, I will recognize that myself and yourself and his self and herself is one and the same. I'll be incapable of hurting anybody. So I will not be the cause for any harm to anybody, nor will I cause others to harm others. Vasansi jirinani yatha vihaya. So now what is the relationship of this body which I constantly consider as me? And Bhagavan telling me that's not you. Even my own experience is telling me it's not me. I feel exactly same when my two legs were completely healthy, and now the one is partly functional, I still feel the exact same eye. I can't walk really the normally what I used to walk before. But I realized that it's such a slight limp, nobody will ever going to forget till I tell them. And now you will notice it. So Bhagwan said, that relationship you need to understand clearly for you to move this identification from here to there. We are in a constant state of samadhi, and we constantly ask the question, what is samadhi? Swamiji explained to me what is samadhi. Swamiji says, you already know what samadhi is. Your buddhi is always sama about who you are. That buddhi when come to a point and say, no, this is me, then we'll constantly be seeing this body as a covering. We learned in Tattva Bodh, there are five sits. It appears that the self, the I, is covered by five coverings. Annamaya kosa, manomaya kosa, vijnanamaya kosa, anandamaya kosa, as we have seen. The first is annamaya kosa, this body, as the first covering. So I say, that's you, that's me, that's him. Yours, you, is in that body. Mine, me, is in this body. Her, she, in that body. So that's a covering. That covering, Bhagavan says, no different than the covering you put, so you're not walking around naked. The clothes we wear is our identification. I'll sometimes go to the site and somebody says, well, there was somebody came here yesterday, looks like an inspector from this county. And I say, how do you know an inspector? He said, the way he was dressing, you know. He said, well, somebody came, I said, was he from the county inspector? He said, no, they don't really dress that well. So you know, your clothes are your identity, whether you like it or not. People judge you by what you wear. So there is in Sanskrit verse, I said, Vasansi kim tatra bahuna. What is there in the clothes? I said, there is plenty. Tatra bahuna, you know. Pitambaram viksha dadau swakanya, charmambaram viksha visham samudra. Having seen pitambar, nice silky pitambar, the ocean gave his daughter, Lakshmi, to Vishnu. Charmambaram viksha visham samudra, and saw that charmambar to Shiva gave him the poison. So not knowing who the person is, we judge them by their outer coverings and appearance. So outer covering for us as a people in the society is very important. That's how we like people, don't like people, the way they dress. Well, you can come here wearing jeans. You can go to the temple wearing shorts, outer coverings. So your identity is tied to your outer covering. And therefore, we are very careful about what we wear, in what situation what we wear. Bhagavan said, your body is an outer covering, which is very important for your identity in this world. And therefore, you are so attached to it. But it is no different than the clothes you are wearing. Just as your identity is tied to your clothes, your identity is tied to your body. Vasansi jinnani yatha vihayan. Therefore, as soon as my clothes get worn out, you give them away to Salvation Army. Or if they are not that worthy of giving to Salvation Army, throw it in the garbage and buy new clothes. Take on new clothes. It's natural. My identity has to remain what it is. I can continue with the old clothes. Same with the self in me has an identity by this mind and intellect and ego and ahankara and chitta. That wants to maintain its identity or how it functions in this world. So the body becomes useless. It gives up that body and seeks another body. And then what kind of clothes can I buy? Whatever the bank balance I have, whatever I can afford. What kind of body I will get next time? Whatever my karmic balance I will have. That's the type of body I will get. So vasansi jininani yathavihaya navani grinati nara aparani tatha sharirani vihaya jininani anyani samyati navani. It is as simple as that, Bhagavan said. That this self in you, when it comes to the conclusion that this body is of no value to me, You've seen our good friend Dan going through for 8 months, constantly struggling whether he has anything left in this body after the accident, which is useful. And we, at least I talked to him so many times, saying, Dan, you're slightly, when you're stabilized, we're going to do this, we're going to do a book, we're going to do a dialogue, we'll record this, that. That kept him going for a while. In the end, he came to the conclusion, that's probably never going to happen. I will never recover to a point that I can write another book or I can do a dialogue. Therefore, he said, this is it. Let me go. And obviously, we have questions about what then happens to the people who died in the plane crash and those people who die at the young age. Or in Gujarat, we call kamote mare, by untimely death. Now, obviously, Bhagwan has already said that the karmano gati ati gahana, the nature of this law of karma is very, very complex. In kavayo api atra muhete, even the wise persons get deluded. So when we are looking at from the outside, we do not know what is the nature of that soul, that individualized ego, what it came to experience or not comes to experience. So we will not be able to judge. But from our point of view, obviously it's a tragedy, and therefore we grieve for those things. Now we should never leave that compassion in our heart. At the same token, we must realize that every jiva in this world comes to this world as a student of life, to experience life so it evolves to a next stage of existence. So that jiva may have only to learn what it can learn in this life, whether because it has learned everything that needs to be learned before and that's the only thing left, last question to be answered and I'm done, or he is only capable of experiencing this right now. He still had to evolve to experience something more in the next life. So we are struggling at this time to move our identification from this body to that self. And Bhagavad Gita constantly reminds us in various ways to make sure that we finally understand that this is not me.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.